And luckily, a few years later, they went to early American, especially for those of us that were living there. But it was also so much cozier. The about 2.5 years ago, I was in a position to buy a house. Some of you may be able to relate to this. I wasn't sure how much I could spend. I wasn't sure what I could afford. I wasn't even sure what I would find for the amount of money that I had. All I know is that 2.5 years ago, houses were disappearing off the market in like 20 minutes. And I finally was the first person to see a house that was finally going on the market. And the night before, I drove past it, so I knew where I was going. It's in the Hollywood Hills, at the base of the hills. And I came down the street, and it's this corner house, and I don't even remember parking the car. The next thing I knew, 11:30 at night, I'm standing on the sidewalk looking up at my home. The 78 years old, 1923, English tutor at the base of the Hollywood Hills, and there was just something that I knew I had found my home. And it had these trees, these huge cedar trees on both sides of it that were even older than the house. And you could just feel, I could just feel how it was grounding me and grounding the property. It just felt like such sacred land. And how all of the shrubs had been there for so long, and you could feel their age. You could feel how the house and the plants around it had grown together. I didn't sleep the whole night. I just knew it was my home, and I knew this had to be it, and luckily I was the one that got the contract on it and bought it. And it's exactly the home I never knew I was dreaming to live in, but I've been meticulous about honoring the age of the house, restoring things to 1923, bringing things in. And the same thing with the yard. There are spaces in the yard that are very meditative. The fountains I put in and warming up even the vegetation beyond what it was. It's such an important aspect. I work out of my home. My clients see it. And even the first time they walk in here wondering how comfortable it would be to be in their therapist home office, they're already connected with me from the moment they walk up the stairs and in the front door. Because of that same feeling. Houses have personalities, and those personalities often reflect that of the people who live in it. And how we care for it. And very often, like with that ADD, the clutter around my house, inside the house, was the same as the clutter inside me. And when the clutter inside me got cleaned up, the clutter around me got cleaned up. That's not to say I keep everything in perfect order. I live here. But the importance was the connection of what goes on around me. Now, I'm going to ask those of you that are listening to look around where you are right now. Look around the home you're in, whether it's yours or not. What does it tell you about who you are? How does it represent you? Is this a place that after a day of work you can come home to and have some location there, even if it's a corner somewhere, that you know will help you focus, ground, and center? Or how is what you're looking at? And maybe you're in your car driving and listening to this. You know, look at the car. How is it a reflection about the inner peace or lack of inner peace inside you? Very, very important aspects, and it's always a great way to see where we are in our lives, to see how friends are. All of a sudden, you know that if you've been depressed, all of a sudden the pizza boxes and the mail may pile up, and you're just not cleaning the place. Emotionally, there's just little motivation, and that when all of a sudden you come out of it, next thing you're doing is you're scrubbing that place from one end to the other because, again, you're reconnecting. You're cleansing the house as the inside of you is cleansed. We all do that. The other part is, how many of you go on vacation once a year, get that week or two, and stand on the precipices of the Grand Canyon, or maybe you're driving through some beautiful vistas, or just sitting on the beach saying, God, I feel so relaxed and so peaceful here. I wish I could be here all the time. Well, some of us have jobs that are like a vacation all the time, but most of us, it's not a reality. But I ask you to think, why would you not create something like that all year round? Instead of separating it out from who we are and thinking, well, that's something that I'm only allowed once or twice a year or a long weekend here and there. Boy, I need to get away to rejuvenate myself. Why is it always about getting away to come home? And that's, to me, what we are doing when we're seeing the vacation as our sole source of finding peace and comfort and eliminating the stress. And I know I have a backyard, I have a balcony, it's a small yard, but it's cozy. And thank God I was able to afford a hot tub back there, which I can get into before going to bed at night. You don't need a hot tub. You have a bathtub. You can get in there and relax, light candles, create an environment, even if it's just for an hour or two. And know that by creating that external environment, there's also an impact on the internal environment. There's that sense of quietness where you can actually hear that spirit voice, that higher power, speaking to you in those moments. Beyond that, it's also an opportunity when you take that time to see what the clutter really is. Now, I know a lot of us prefer not to. that's usually why people end up in therapy, is they've been afraid to look at what the clutter is about for so long that it's finally hit bottom or reached the point where they just can't bear it anymore. And wouldn't it be nice if you can get into the bathtub and relax in that warm water and be willing to go inside and take an honest look, tell the truth faster about what that clutter is about inside so that you can start the process of healing. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to an old friend of mine. Well, she's not old, but we've known each other for a while. And we'll continue talking about environmental issues inside and out. See you in a few minutes.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Hi, do you have children? Are you expecting children? Do your children have children? How would you like to have someone to talk to who is actually supposed to know something about children? That's why you need to listen to Just About Kids. Medical care for children, child advocacy, child safety, that's what will be discussed on Just About Kids. This is Dr. Jeffrey Hill. I invite you to join me and nationally recognized pediatricians as we discuss issues in the lives of children and take your calls on Just About Kids. Mondays, 5 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
What does it take to survive and triumph over traumatizing events throughout life? Paula Kramer, host of Speaking from Experience, can tell you through firsthand accounts of her abusive childhood, physical disabilities, her husband's suicide, poverty. Paula can also share her story of why she is alive, happy, and free to laugh easily. Don't miss Speaking from Experience, Saturdays, 5 to 6 p.m., right here on KFNX.
Medicine 2K with Dr. Alan Miles is on live every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 4:30 here on KFNX. If you're looking for a talk show covering all areas of medicine, including cutting-edge therapies for the 21st century, you need to listen to Medicine 2K. Dr. Miles is a diplomat of the American Board of Anti-Aging and has practiced as a physician in the Sun City area for more than 20 years. His show will feature world-renowned guests, get the facts straight from the experts. Got a health question? Listen to the Medicine 2K Saturdays from 4 to 4:30 right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Easley, the computer doctor of the airwaves. Join me, Jim Bombach, and Claudia Powell each Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. for our live computer talk show. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air and update you on the latest tips, tricks, and news from the digital universe with a few laughs thrown in at no extra charge. Catch our show every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. right here on KFNX 1100 a.m. on your radio dial. You'll be glad you did.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And we're talking tonight about our environment, inside and out. And my guest tonight is somebody that I've known for 20-some-odd years. I don't even remember. Her name is Toni Leffler, and she's from the West Palm Beach area in Florida. And one of her many talents and skills and her career is dealing with feng shui. And many people, I'm sure, have heard about this. It's a way of helping to create and balance the environment. But I'm actually going to let Toni talk a little bit about what feng shui is, and then we'll get further into not just talking about feng shui, but also both of our experiences about environmental issues and its impact on us. So welcome, Toni.
Thank you, Stuart.
How are you doing?
Excellent.
Good. Thanks for staying up so late on the East Coast to do this. I know you go to bed earlier, and I appreciate it. I'd like you to start by maybe telling everyone a little bit more about yourself and then a brief description of what feng shui is.
Okay. I started my business back in 92 as a professional organizer, and that was where, when you were speaking about all the clutter in your home, I was remembering some of those times, where I worked primarily with small business people, but a lot of time people in their home environments as well, to create order, get better use of space. And that was an interesting experience. I didn't realize how attached people were and are to their belongings. And there were many times that clients would just break down and cry just over the process of needing to gain order, release things, stuff like that. So I can relate to that experience for people. And in that, out of doing that work, I also learned how to arrange like the larger parts of an environment, like using furniture, artwork, accessories, and creating a space that gave one a feeling that was different from what I started with. Same pieces, just a totally different feeling. And a lot of it was working in harmony with the architecture and color and really kind of reinventing the space so that it truly reflected not only a harmony with the environment, but more of the people that actually lived there as well. And it became an awe, just a pleasant place to go to.
Mm.
And then the feng shui came along. I started studying in 1995 with a teacher in Los Angeles, actually, and have been practicing ever since then. And that has just been a quantum expansion in my ability to work with people and understand why things are the way they are for them and help them to create more harmony and peace in their lives.
Great. So exactly then, how would you describe feng shui?
Well, I guess we're going to go for the short version. It is an ancient Chinese art of placement, although I've discovered that it's in many cultures. And what that means is that our environment where we live and work and play is a direct reflection, a mirror, if you will, of us. And it's so impeccably perfect, it becomes, it depends on how you look at it. It can either be scary or fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Feng shui is really an opportunity to shift and energize and activate or deactivate certain feelings, emotions, things that one might feel in a space that is either favorable or disfavorable. Of course, we want to dissolve the disfavorable feelings and enhance those that are favorable.
So it's acknowledging that these environments are always affecting those aspects of ourselves, and to consciously then recreate the environment around us so that we're consciously choosing to have a more positive and a higher impact.
Right.
Yeah, great. And I know that during the break you were telling me, as I mentioned about the ADD, of an example of one client that you were working with who had children with ADD.
Yes. I've had several really extraordinary experiences with working with the children of clients. And in this particular case, without going into a whole lot of explanation about feng shui, but this child had happened to be in what is considered to be the most powerful position of that particular house. And he was ADD. And it was interesting because I didn't know that, but when I first went into the house, I just did a very quick overview, and I asked about the behavior of this child because I knew that he was in a powerful position. And the woman said that he just ran the whole house with his mood swings and, you know, acting out and just making everybody in the family crazy. So we moved him further toward what's referred to as the family area, and he started to calm down.
When he became more a part of it.
Exactly.
Right. That's great. We're going to continue talking about this with Tony Leffler. This is Stuart Altshuler, and we're going to take a short break here, and stay with us.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altshuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Hello there, this is Pat McCrossan for Ireland's Own Gift Shops. Paddy and I would like you to see our fine selection of goods imported directly from Ireland. Clatter rings and Celtic jewellery, books and music, or leprechauns and beanies for the kids. So drop in and see us at 1219 East Glendale Avenue or 2601 West Dunlap by O'Connor's Pub. Call Ireland's Own at 602-604-8408.
MindBridge Radio is broadcasting live every Sunday from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Listen in to learn what hypnosis is, how it works, and what you can do with it to create positive change in your life. Your brain controls every function in your mind and body. Hypnosis is the key to tapping into that power. Through hypnosis, you have the ability to define or change your map of reality, connecting with your dreams. Hypnosis unlocks the potential that lies within you. Don't miss MindBridge Radio, Sundays from 7 to 7:30 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX.
Don't miss the Philip Burley Show, Adventures in Spirit, with the ever-popular and gifted teacher, mystic, spiritual medium, and host, Philip Burley. When the Philip Burley Show, Adventures in Spirit, is on the air, phones in the KFNX studios ring off the hook. Listen weekly as Philip educates, inspires, and captivates you with the extraordinary spiritual readings, channeling, and outstanding information on God, the spirit world, healing, and much more. That's the Philip Burley Show, Adventures in Spirit, on Wednesday mornings from 10 to 11 on KFNX Renaissance Radio. Listen in and give him a call. He'll be waiting for you.
We've asked Pepper to tell you about Mara DeGrazia, the pet vet. Pepper says that if you love your animal, you'll want to make sure you listen to Mara DeGrazia on The Pet Vet at her new time, Wednesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Pepper is now saying that you'll learn important information about your pet and ways to take care of it. Pepper is now saying that she'd like to be let outside. Oh, excuse me. Listen to The Pet Vet on KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, put at the top and bottom of every hour.
And a good Thursday evening. This is Jason here with your KFNX Valley forecast for tonight. Clear skies with a low near 82 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, hot and sunny with a high of 110. Current statewide temperatures are Flagstaff, 65 degrees, Prescott, 72 degrees, Tucson, 91 degrees, and 97 degrees here at Phoenix at 8:30 p.m.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Well, welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And we are here today talking about our environment, inside and out. How our home, our car, the things around us, even the clothes we wear, even the things we have in our home, how it impacts and affects us emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And this is a live show, and we would love to get some callers if you're so inclined, whether it's a question or something you're being challenged with, you want to get some help with. The toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. 866-277-5369. And if you're in the Phoenix area locally, it's 602-277-KFNX. So feel free to call in. It was really great having callers the last couple of weeks. We're speaking today with Tony Leffler. We determined that we met back in 1984, so that's how long we've known each other. And I knew she was her career had taken her towards doing the kind of work that deals with environmental issues and its impact on all of us, meaning feng shui. And so Tony was just telling us about the impact some of her work has had on some families that had children with ADD. One of the other questions I wanted to ask you, there's a book I actually bought before I bought my house called Sacred Space by Denise Lynn.
Yeah, excellent book.
It's amazing. And it was amazing for me to have found it before I bought the house. And one of the chapters is moving into a new home. And she says here, homes are like people. They have a personality and a consciousness. When you first meet a person, if you ignore them, or even worse, if you criticize them, this can taint the rest of your relationship. However, if you begin a relationship with love and care and kindness, then the years to come will often be rewarding. To prosper and to be healthy and happy in your new home, it is important to take a few simple steps first. And she goes on to talk about rituals, which I'm big on and stuff. You know, how do you say hello to the house? How do you support it? How do you know which parts of the home feel more connected for you? And that's one of the questions I'm asking you, Tony. When you go into a home, what do you say to people, and how do you get a sense of what the house is saying, what the garden is saying, what people's demeanor and dress are saying to you, and what does it say to you? How do you go in and read something like this?
Well, there's a gathering of information that's done. A lot of times, certainly the most important thing is to listen to the client, you know, listen to find out what their concerns are at this particular time. In a lot of ways, although I certainly don't go to the depths that you do, but feng shui does have a bit of a therapeutic aspect to it, because I find very often when people contact me, it is because there's a concern going on. Either they've got financial concerns or relationship problems or health problems. Those are the three primary ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, family issues, things like that. There's actually 9 categories that we look at. So I listen to the client first and find out, you know, well, when did these things start? Very often things have started after they've recently moved into a home, or, something has begun to show itself. And then we look at the house itself. And not only the interior, but the exterior. We look at the site plan, how the house is positioned on the property, the shape of the property, the shape of the house, where the certain bedrooms, bathrooms are, and where certain features are, you know, that may be adding or subtracting to their lives in some fashion. And we use, in this type of feng shui that I practice, there's many kinds of feng shui, too, by the way. And if you're doing reading, it would behoove people to find, you know, one type. This one is called Black Sect Tantric Buddhist Feng Shui. I know that's a mouthful. but there's Compass School, Form School, Pyramid School. There's many different styles. And you could get confused pretty easily by reading the different styles. And in the way I look at it is I believe all of them are equal. It's just whatever you resonate to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, all roads lead to heaven. It doesn't matter.
It's kind of my philosophy when I tell people about my approach to therapy is I don't put down psychoanalysis, although I could never see myself doing that. My brother did for a while, and it's there's a form of therapy and a therapist for anyone for whatever it is they're ready to do. And I think that's what you're saying also, is that no matter what the form, it's the intention.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
And to me, that's the important part. If the intention is growth and healing, it's like anything else. You'll find one form, and when you're ready, you'll change that form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's moving to a new house because you want a different feel of your environment, or redecorating because you've changed. And it's the same thing when I see a client who I've been seeing for a while, and all of a sudden they come in with a new hairdo or have shaved their beard or something. It's often an indication that something has shifted.
Mm-hmm. Very so. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very powerful – our tool, our surroundings are a very powerful tool to use as a catalyst to create movement in other parts of our lives. Your work, you're approaching it from, you know, making mental emotional changes. I have found that people can get the results of the mental emotional changes, certainly not without some support like the kind of work that you do, but just by cleaning up their act and their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be specific about it too. It's like if someone's complaining about having a difficulty in their financial arena, and we go to that part of the house which is called the wealth area, and you see that there's clutter there and there's chaos and they don't even like going into that space, well, that's a perfect example of what's truly going on. But once they address it, all of a sudden the reality of their money starts making a shift as well.
Mm-hmm. Because they've stopped creating the fantasy monsters of how terrible it is and started confronting it. And it may very well be a real mess, but at least then they're not frozen in the fear of ever getting out from under the mess. They're actually taking action.
Exactly.
And those piles on the desk, I have a couple of clients I'm working with on that very thing right now. It's almost as if they're hiding those bills underneath those piles because they don't want to find them. They don't want to start dealing with them.
And the way I was taught about clutter, on particularly on horizontal surfaces, equals chaos, chaotic thinking, difficulty to make decisions, that whole scatteredness in your mind
mm-hmm.
is reflected directly in your environment by cluttered surfaces.
Mm-hmm. That was my ADD brain.
Yeah.
Most definitely. When you identify a problem, what's your next step? I mean, what do you do with them? Like, give an example of, let's say, on the desk. Okay, you see the clutter. What's the example? Is it sometimes even about repositioning the desk or doing it in a different room? Or where do you go with it from there?
Yeah, it could be. Actually, if we go back to the example of the family that had the ADD child,
okay.
That child was in the wealth area of the house, the most powerful room of the house. And the woman was operating her business out of the house, out of the laundry room. Now, believe me, her financial situation reflected the challenge of that,
mm-hmm.
where her finances were literally getting washed up.
I was going to say, at least she had clean books and honesty and integrity.
Yeah. Well, there's different ways to look at
it. Yeah, I know.
But what we did was I suggested to her that she move, relocate the children. There were three bedrooms to work with. One was this room in the power position, which I suggested that she take over and use as an office. The room that was moving closer into the womb of the house was where we put the ADD child. There was a second child who was more stable that we put in another room. And well, I already told you the results of the child. Well, the interesting thing about the business was that within, I might even say 30 days, but certainly within 60 days, her business doubled.
Wow.
Doubled.
Wow.
Go explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't do it necessarily, you know, but these are some of the suggestions that I made to her, and she was motivated enough and had such a powerful intention to make a shift in her life that she did these things. And an intention is really the juice of feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can hang a crystal or a wind chime or, you know, move your bed around or something, and it's a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
But without an intention, you're only getting a very small percentage of the result that you could produce. And the way I explain it to people, you know, it's like, well, what do you mean by an intention? Well, to keep it very simple, it's like planting prayers in your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Yep.
Prayer works.
Mm-hmm. And again, going back to my own experience with the house, I mean, I didn't have the down payment and stuff for this. As soon as I saw this house and I put in the contract and had the intention and heard the message that this was my home, all of a sudden my business started skyrocketing and wealthier clients that could afford a fee and celebrities and stuff. Things just started happening once I saw myself in this house, which allowed me to do it. And kind friends and family members that also assisted, but it just showed, they just started showing up.
Right.
They all supported me in being in this home and creating a home.
Powerful, this intention.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's just... So we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we'll take some calls if there are any waiting for us, and we'll just keep our discussion going on our environment inside and out.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com,
You can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Are you ready to change your life? Then make Thursday your day for Love Talk with Tana Marie. Your host, Tana Marie, is also known as the Love Psychic. She can help you find and sustain true love. Tana has helped thousands of people worldwide create their dream relationships. Listen to Love Talk with Tana Marie every Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
You know the old saying, when you're up to your ears in alligators, it's tough to drain the swamp. But as a leader, you probably spend most of your time with the alligators. Wednesday morning, spend an hour thinking with Russ Marriott, one of the West's premier management consultants, assisting organizations manage both their alligators and their swamps. Listen to interviews with successful leaders, authors, inventors, and Russ's own executive commentary. That's Thinking with Russ Marriott, Wednesday mornings at 7 on AM 1100 KFNX.
Join Dr. Carol Lee as she hosts Choices, Calvary Guiding Light, every Thursday from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Dr. Carol will talk about life's issues everyone can relate to. Upcoming shows will focus on education, intimacy and relationships, prayer, faith, and healing. Do you often question yourself and the choices you make in today's chaotic world? Learn what you can do to help yourself choose the right path. Again, that's Choices, Calvary Guiding Light, Thursday at 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Do you have questions about investments, income taxes, retirement, or estate planning? If so, tune into The James B. Show, hosted by James B. Twining, every Tuesday at 7 a.m. James B. will help you gain experienced judgment in the financial field and help you work on a well-thought-out financial plan. So if you want to let an expert help you enjoy life, listen to The James B. Show, every Tuesday at 7 a.m. on KFNX 1100 AM.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and tonight's show we're dealing with our environment, inside and out. And my guest tonight is Tony Loeffler. And I really want to acknowledge, actually, the music you hear during the break is by a singer named Eva Cassidy. And to me, the music we play and the music we listen to also are part of that environment. And I usually listen to her CD even in the car on the way back before the show, because it's centering me. And to me, the music that I listen to is always something that moves me, quiets me, brings me joy and pleasure. And I know that's different for everyone, what that music is. Tony?
Yes.
We were talking about, actually, during the break, you were talking to me about a book that you felt was actually important.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly when the book was published, but it's been in the past, I'd say, 5 to 8 years. It's called House as a Mirror of Self, and the author is Claire Cooper Marcus. And she is, forgive me, Claire, but I don't remember if she's a psychiatrist or psychologist, who did a 20-year study about individuals and their relationship to their environment. It's an awesome book that really looks at all the ways that we, the various ways that we relate, like why some people stay in a house for 40 years and others seem to move every year, why some of us have clutter and others are neat freaks, and she just addresses so many different levels of our relationship to our environment. It's an excellent book.
Right.
And the other thing I wanted to address about that too, because of the fact that she's in the same therapeutic field. Because you have clients that come to you, you do not get to see their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been working with therapists here where I get to be their eyes and ears in the client's environment. Hmm. And it's pretty amazing because together we can assist a person to move along, you know, a little faster because I can give them feedback that the client may not even be aware of because they're so unconscious of their environment.
Mm-hmm. And as I was saying or alluded to earlier, the fact that my office is in my home, it establishes a certain sense of who I am when a client walks in here. And, you know, it's so important. And I'm unconventional enough to where if it's been a necessity, I've actually gone out and done a house call, so to speak. You know, I've done a lot of work with people with AIDS and stuff, and sometimes they can't get here, and yet they still need the time and the support. And I agree with you. I remember a client years ago, and it wasn't AIDS related, but for whatever reason, I needed to do a session with him in his home, and he had been dealing with all of these family issues. And I got there, and his living room and bedroom were filled with all of these old family treasures of furniture, dark hardwood furniture, big pieces that were his grandmother's. And he had been having so many issues, particularly with his mother and grandmother. And here he is living every day of his life surrounded by them. And if I had never made that house call, I would never have known even to ask about it or to see it. And it was like here he couldn't get out of that issue, and here he was every day living with them through these family treasures and stuff. And you know what? Once I saw that and we started talking about it, he called his brothers and sisters and said, if you want any of these pieces, let me know. Come get them, because otherwise I'm selling them. Mm-hmm. And he got rid of it all, lightened up that place, and things started moving and changing for him.
It's extraordinary. I mean, just exactly that kind of thing can be seen. Of course, you can go so much deeper with it, but you're right. Even just seeing it just from a physical level, let alone what's going on underneath it, it's just incredible. You get a feeling. Everybody knows what feng shui is, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you walk into a place and it feels good, or you know when you go into a place and it just feels really crummy. That's feng shui.
You know, and that to me is the essence of all this, because, and I was going to get to this before we ended, intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, it gets back to trusting and honoring the fact that the wisdom's within us. Okay? Psychotherapy, its purpose is to help us reconnect with that wisdom, with that sensing of our environment, with feeling things and not just thinking things. And in the feeling of it, it's about sensing and feeling what a room is like, what a garden is like, whether it's filled with weeds and whether it's there's a lot of clutter around it and tools that haven't been put away, or whether there's a sense of softness, or whether it's a formal garden, or it's about picking up on those things and listening to them.
Yeah.
And to me, all this, I mean, even the work you do relies on your intuition. When you walk in, you feel it, you sense it.
Definitely.
Right. So we're going to take our final break here, and when we come back, I'll have a few closing thoughts.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
It's a fact. Your vision as a leader greatly impacts how well your organization's performance is perceived. So Wednesday mornings at 7, spend an hour thinking with Russ Marriott, one of the West's premier management consultants. Join Russ on your way to work every Wednesday. Thinking with Russ Marriott features interviews with successful leaders, authors, and includes Russ's own commentary. If you want to achieve success, then tune in to Thinking with Russ Marriott, Wednesday mornings at 7 on AM 1100 KF. FNX.
Nothing is worse than being sleepless. You walk the floors, you read cheap novels, you stare at the TV and watch infomercials all night long. A sleep disorder is a condition that can be helped with the right treatment. To find out more, tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX. The show is called Sleepless in Santa Barbara, and Dr. Andrew Binder will discuss the latest treatments in sleep disorders such as insomnia, sleep apnea, sleepwalking, and nightmares. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Joe Abadili, inviting you to join me every Saturday here on KFNX 1100 on your AM dial. We talk about politics, law, government, war, love, hate, anything you want to talk about. You can call in and express your opinions, and I'll give you mine. It's straight talk. We tell it like it is. We have fun, and we learn. So try it. You'll like it. We'll talk to you this Saturday, 1100 on your AM dial at high noon.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Okay. Welcome back. This is Stuart Altshuler. This is Tell the Truth Faster. And tonight we've been talking with Tony Leffler, a friend of mine who lives in South Florida. And the topic's been our environment inside and out. I really want to thank Tony for being here today. And actually it was very last minute. I'm very grateful for that. And for the quality of what she's brought to the show and the information, I just intuitively knew she was the right one for this particular topic. We talk about environments. My last weekend has been a computer crashing, a hard drive taking everything, and me needing to clean it up. And, you know, all this is reflected in what's going on in our lives and impacts us, whether it's our computer and how we save things there or what goes on in our home, our car, our career. The essence of what we're talking about here actually is relationship. We have relationships that are about friends, family. We have relationships that are about a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, wife, a lover, whether it's two men, two women, a man and a woman. It's all about connection, and it's all about understanding and knowing the dynamics of that connection and what we are doing to contribute to its well-being or its dysfunctionality. And again, that's about telling the truth faster, to be willing not to just point fingers and place blame, but to go inside and see what kind of condition we're keeping ourselves, to look around our own environment, the home we're living in, to see what kind of stress it actually perpetuates and reflects for us. And imagine for a moment a home with clutter. What kind of relationship is that going to bring? What kind of chaos, even that family that Tony was talking about, the chaos in that family, and it would be interesting to know really what went on with the siblings when things started changing too, because there is an interrelationship in all of this. I ask you actually, again, to take a look around your house, your apartment. Maybe it's a car you're sleeping in, whatever, and see how it's a reflection of the intimate relationships you have with other people or the lack of intimate relationships you have with other people. Just know that you could either start therapy and cleaning up what's going on inside and let it start affecting the environment, or you can start cleaning up. And if it means asking for help, which is what you do when you go see a therapist, it's also possible to say to a friend, you know what, I'm tired of this. Will you come over this weekend and help me start throwing things out? Help me start seeing what the dining room table looks like again, and maybe even join me for a meal on it to celebrate the cleanup, and then see how that then frees you up to take a look at the issues you have within your relationships or lack of intimate relationships, to know that what you're doing in your environment is so important, how you're creating it or destroying it. It also reflects in a society how we're creating an environment that really supports the society, or how we're destroying the environment that will not allow the society to grow and take higher steps in its development. And everyone knows what I'm talking about with that, from the pollution that we have to the infighting, to about cleanups of rivers and lakes and preserving animal life, whether we destroy the forest. We need to preserve this. It's part of our livelihood. It's part of what keeps us alive. I would like to thank Tony again, and I would like to invite all of you to join me next week, actually, when my topic will be rebirthing, and my guest will be Peter Kane, one of my trainers and a rebirther and trainer from the Washington, Oregon area, and I'm looking forward to that. And keep tuning in and check out the website, tellthetruthfaster.com, for ways of reaching Tony, myself, and to see what topics are coming. So thank you very much. And hopefully you'll join us next week for Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
Is your idea of romance filled with gallant knights dressed in shining armor, riding pure white stallions, galloping across a field waist-deep in wildflowers? Sorry to burst your bubble. Romance may be as simple as an email. Robert Bruce Starr, host of The Love Code Show, invites you to listen and call in with your questions every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. as he informs and educates you about the realities of modern-day relationships. Don't miss The Love Code Show with Robert Bruce Starr, Saturdays, 7 to 8 p.m., only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Malik Ali is the host of Mind Your Business, an informative and sometimes humorous look at the world of business. With Big Rick as a sidekick, this cutting-edge radio talk show will deal with issues for the business person trying to survive and thrive in the new millennium, promising hot topics, information, controversial guest CEOs, and expert insight. You won't be snoozing through this show. Topics will include technology, selling to corporate America, and getting your bottom line up. So don't miss Mind Your Business every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. on KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, put at the top and bottom of every hour.
And a good Thursday evening. This is Jason here with your KFNX Valley forecast for tonight. Clear skies with a low near 82 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, hot and sunny with a high of 110. Current statewide temperatures are Flagstaff,